And believe it or not, there is one place where Art Vandelay, Rachel's van, could not go, and that is Mars. And that's where we're going next, because last night a comet made a dramatic flyby past the red planet, making it the first time a comet has come so close to a planet in recorded history. It's also the first time this comet, which is called Siding Spring, visited the inner solar system. Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. He's here with us to discuss. Kelly, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Siding Spring sounds to me like a run at a ski resort, but where did this comet come from and what is it made of?
Could be. Comets are named after the discoverer or where they were discovered. So this is an observatory in Australia. It was discovered January of 2013 of last year, on its way in from an unimaginably distant part of the solar system, really tens of billions of miles away. And because of that, this comet is seeing the sun's warmth for the first time. It's turned on. Gases are escaping. It's fizzing. It's bubbling. It's seething. Hmm. And it just happens to have been passing about 85,000 miles from the surface of Mars yesterday. A very, very dramatic thing.
And we know that there are five orbiters near Mars right now, some of them from NASA, some from other space agencies. Did it come close to those? Or are we going to learn information from those orbiters about this comet?
Yes and yes. The comet has this big cloud around it, which actually slammed into Mars, and they were worried about little particles and such. So the NASA orbiters were positioned to be behind Mars, so Mars acted as a shield. Everything's fine. They're all working great. And right now they're in the midst of taking as many images and recording spectra and other data as they can. For example, one of the spacecraft, a NASA one and an Indian one that just arrived, study the atmosphere. They're looking to see if the comet has contaminated the atmosphere of Mars. Mm. How cool is that?
Yeah. And what if a comet were to come so close to Earth? Because we've said that this would be much closer than the moon is to Earth, this comet was to Mars. What would it do to Earth if that happened, if it came so close?
Right. It would be about a third of the distance from the Earth to the moon. So it would be really close. Literally, our atmosphere is so thick, it would not have affected us at all. But boy, would it have been bright. It would be the brightest thing in the sky, maybe not as bright as the moon, but certainly brighter than any other star or planet. I wish we had a comet like that.
Is there going to be a sighting on Earth of this comet at any point, or when's the next comet that's coming close to us?
So this comet, from our perspective, is very faint. You need a really substantial telescope to see it. And some people are taking pictures to support NASA. Hubble is in the game. We don't know when the next comet will come by. They come from so far away, they're icy until the sun warms them up. And only then, when they turn on, do we actually see them.
We do know there's a partial solar eclipse coming this Thursday, but we won't be able to see it here.
Every place in the U.S. and Canada except the Northeast. Go figure.
Well, let's all fly to the West Coast. Kelly Beatty from Sky and Telescope magazine, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I think, Kelly, you once called them big flying hairballs in the sky comets. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.